I told y'all this morning we got a great team going this year. Committee on Libraries and the Special Committees, a report. Nobody did. We'll move on to the Committee on Curricula and Courses. Professor Castleberry.
Seriously. The Courses and Curriculum Committee has met three times, once in May, once in August, and then earlier this month, since my last report to you. The next meeting is in October. I remind you that interested individuals should check the USC Faculty Senate webpage for reports of the Senate's actions on the committee's recommendations. In May, the committee acted on about 50 different proposals, including some new additions to the Carolina Core listing of approved courses. You should go to the Carolina Core webpage to find out what all the current approved courses are, but they does include Chem 101. Changes to a number of degree programs starting in fall 2016, and that includes changes in various colleges or departments in arts and sciences, IIT, HRSM, SLIS, CSCE, BADM, and other acronyms. A number of new and or cross-listed courses were approved, including those in AFAM, Sociology, Political Science, and Anthropology. Starting with the August meeting, all proposals are electronically submitted. A potential benefit of this is that we should become aware of potentially problematic proposals. I like the way I said that. early on in the process, I'm trying to get as many P words as I can, and interested faculty administrators should be able to review those proposals on the web. So that any time a proposal comes before a committee, it is on the provost webpage. You should be able to review that and keep up with anything. If there's a potential problem, you can let me know. Most of the August and September agenda items were of greater import to USC Columbia, but the committee did approve some new Carolina Core courses, including Math 174, a discrete math but for a particular group of students, and Stat 206, again, specifically for business students. Proposals are already coming in for the October meeting. At that meeting, we should be acting on course description changes to several English 280 level courses. I remind you that both before and after each meeting of the Courses and Curriculum Committee, I report to contact people on each of the campuses. Please let me know if you wish to be added to that list. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Castleberry. Next is the report from the Board of Trustees Liaison Committee. That would be me. I've met with the... We'll hear a report from the Committee on Welfare, Faculty Welfare. Shelley Jones, you here?
No.
You going to do it? Thank you.
Hello again. This report is from Shelley Jones, who is our representative to the USC Columbia Faculty Welfare Committee. They met on August 24th and September 21st. The Columbia Faculty Welfare Committee completed its year-long research into the concerns of non-tenure-track full-time faculty, the results of which are now available at the Columbia Faculty Senate website and will also be in this report, which will be indexed in our minutes from this meeting today. The recommendation of the committee presented at the June 3, 2015 Columbia Faculty Senate meeting was to form an ad hoc committee of non-tenure track and tenure track faculty to address concerns highlighted in the report, specifically related to representation in governance issues. This year, the Columbia Faculty Welfare Committee is considering exploring the concerns of adjunct faculty, issues related to on-campus parking and summer pay, and the needs of international faculty. At the September meeting, Dr. John Dozier, Chief Diversity Officer and Director of Community Engagement, reported that the university will begin conducting a comprehensive climate survey on diversity and inclusion. He will consult the Columbia Faculty Welfare Committee's report of non-tenure-track faculty survey spring 2015 and the Faculty Climate Survey report to the Faculty Welfare Committee from 2013, both of which are available on the Columbia Faculty Senate website. And those links will be in this report for those of you that are interested in reading all of that. That concludes the report. Any questions?
Thank you, Melody, for that report and correcting me. Next one is the trustee report. There really is no report at this point in time other than that, and you heard it this morning when the administrators gave their reports, that all of our candidates for promotion and tenure were approved by the Board of Trustees. So that's great news, and I congratulate those individuals. Next report would come from the Research and Productive Scholarship Committee. Is there a report?
So the Research and Productive Scholarship Committee met at the end of last year, actually at the last Senate meeting, and then they worked over the summer, and I have to thank them for all of that. From that work over the summer, we developed the guidelines and procedures for a scholarship award for the faculty to be named the Denise R. Shaw Excellence in Scholarship Award and to act as a complement for the service award and the teaching award that are already in existence. So we developed the guidelines for that. Those will go to the chancellor's office actually today for review next week, and then they'll move to the welfare committee actually to manage the award. The other thing that we worked on this summer was a website for Research and Productive Scholarship, and it's going to include announcements about scholarly achievement. We'll do profiles that'll go up there as stories, but also there's several workshops that have been developed already, videos for workshops by the library on Columbia campus about grant writing and how to pursue different scholarly interests. And those will be made available as well, and we'll have an archive. The other part of that is the faculty pages, and members of the committee and then other people who'd expressed interest have already developed some really amazing faculty pages, individual faculty pages. It's going to be on WordPress, if anybody's familiar with that as a platform. The reason that I was working with Bob Dyer, the reason that we developed it that way is so that faculty members could manage their own site. So, anyone who's interested, please contact Bob Dyer and just put in the subject line of the email, Research and Productive Scholarship page, and he'll give you the procedures. I've been told they're pretty easy to follow about how to – he'll create a page that acts as a template. You'll be able to fill in the information and change some design elements as you want to. And then once we have a good critical mass of that, which is already developing, those will be broken down by discipline. And so you'll be grouped by discipline, regardless of campus. And then under that discipline heading, we're also going to have a discussion board page for people to share, you know, I'm going to this conference. You might be interested in this. Would anybody like to travel? This is a really good resource that's been made available. Does anybody want to look at collaborating on these different projects? And so it'll be a really organic thing, but hopefully it'll draw people together. It'll be a common area where they can discuss and share ideas. Two things about the information. The way that WordPress is set up, you can sign up for an RSS feed. Anything like an announcement about the award guidelines, we'll both post it on the Research and Productive Scholarship website, and it'll be sent out to the faculty. So you don't have to actually check back to be made aware of those things. But if you want to be made aware of the updates, you can subscribe to the RSS feed. And Bob is setting up a separate Research and Productive Scholarship calendar on the main calendar. You know, if you go to the main calendar page, there's everything in terms of upcoming dates, and then you can just select, you know, Lancaster or Sumter. We're actually going to have a separate one for Research and Productive Scholarship, and you can sign up for updates in that as well. So, and we're going to continue. I know the executive committee is doing it too, and a charge for us for this semester is to look again into how to make library resources more readily available if there are incremental steps we can take, as well as hopefully achieving something that will allow full access to all faculty members at all times. And we're going to look at more collaborative ways in which we can use the website once it's up and running. So hopefully everybody in here, a bunch of people, will sign up to do their own faculty pages. You'll see what's already available and then have recommendations for your committee members as to how to make it a better sort of networking site. So, yeah.
Did you say that the committee has a webpage already or will be setting one up?
No, we actually already have it built. The only reason we haven't released it is we wanted the first posting to be the guidelines for the award. But it's actually sitting there, and if anybody, and you can, but you can go ahead and email Bob Dyer, and if you just send him an email requesting the procedures, then he'll set you up a page, okay, as he's done for, I think we have 7 faculty members so far that have created pages. Apparently it's really easy. I say apparently because I haven't done it yet, which I need to go ahead and do mine, but they're really impressive pages. All right, thank you.
By the way, I have been asked to remind everyone that to make sure that the recordings of these minutes work, we have only one microphone here as opposed to the one that stands over there as we've had in the past. So please speak out loud and clearly if you say anything, and if you need to address the youth, use this microphone over here if at all possible. Do we have a report from the Palmetto College's campus Academic Advisory Council?
Thanks, Andy. The Academic Advisory Committee has not met this year, but I did have a quick announcement because, as you all know, the Senate last year created a new process by for which to create the membership of the committee. And there will be 3 appointed members of the committee, and there will be 4 elected members of the committee, 5 elected members of the committee, sorry, 1 from each faculty organization. The 3 appointed members have not been named yet. We will be doing that soon, and we'll have a meeting before our next Senate meeting. But several of the campus representatives have been elected. I wanted to announce that to you. From Extended University, it's Shelley Jones. From Lancaster, it's Suzanne Penuel. From Salkehatchee, it's Sarah Miller. And from Union, it's Avery Fouts. And my understanding is that Sumter will elect one at their next faculty organization meeting. That concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Nesbitt. The final report comes from other committees, and we have the Conflict of Interest Committee. Professor Noni Bahana cannot be with us today, but she sent a report in by email, which is very brief. She says they have not yet met this year. She understands that they will be meeting during the academic year to create and or revise procedures regarding faculty financial disclosures. Based on past years when we had major revisions to existing documents, she anticipates a busy year. And I believe that concludes the committee reports. Any other reports we might have overlooked? If not, we will move on to unfinished business. We had originally